When is a good time to call an election, or is there a good time at all? Should Taoiseach Leo Varadkar wait until spring or take a gamble to go to the polls before Christmas if Brexit developments offer the opportunity? Our reporter Cian McCormack has been finding out.
Budget 2020. The cloud of Brexit hangs over the measures announced by the Minister for Finance.
It's only hours after Pascal Donoghue's Brexit budget.
But it is, of course, a Brexit budget.
Leo Varadkar is on RTE Television's 9 o'clock news. It prompts this tweet from a UCD politics professor.
Am I the only one thinking we might be in for a snap election before Christmas?
But what was behind Professor David Farrell's tweet? He explains.
There's going to be an election, we know, sometime within the next 6, 8, 10 months at the latest. We know this is the last budget. And yet, when is going to be a good time? You know, when you think it through, at least when I think it through, it just seems to me this is probably about as good a time as he could have to try and call an election in terms of his interests, his best interests.
David Farrell isn't alone with this opinion. Fiona Sheehan, Ireland editor with Independent News and Media, has heard similar views in Leinster House.
Yeah, I don't think David Farrell is the only one. There's a cabinet minister going around Leinster House this week cracking a joke that the election will be on November 31st. Now, that's a non-existent date, of course, but certainly people are whispering that, like, yeah, a November election is a potential.
Fergal Purcell, a former government press secretary for Enda Kenny's Fine Gael Labour government, says he favours calling an election sooner rather than later.
I would like the element of surprise. And if it's the case that we achieve a window before Christmas, or if a window were to open up, a logical window, well, then yes, I would. It would get around the by-elections and the, you know, impression of a sitting government taking a hit during those. I think in this particular instance, I wouldn't rule out an election before Christmas.
In terms of when to call an election, Purcell says timing dictates how an election is framed, and that's crucial.
What does Leo frame the next election around? What does Micheál Martin seek to frame the next election around? I mean, to my mind, the more this election is about the careful handling of Brexit, the better for the sitting government. The more it's about trolleys and A&E, slow response in relation to housing, even though Owen Murphy would contest that assertion, the less favourable it is for government.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has said May next year is the right moment for a general election.
The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has indicated that he would prefer a general election to be held next May.
But calling an election is his trump card. Again, Fergal Purcell.
There aren't many cards that a Taoiseach has to play during his tenure or her tenure as a Taoiseach. And one of them is the constitution prerogative of calling, the timing of the calling of a general election.
Mandy Johnston, a former government press secretary with Fianna Fáil.
It is a big advantage for him over the opposition. Calling an election is a bit like a game of poker to me. All of the players have a hand, but most of the players only see some of the cards. The Taoiseach is the only one who sees all of the cards. So he sees the national picture in relation to the economy, where it is now, where it's going, what's the trajectory. He also has the information from every single government department, what's happening now, what's going to happen in the future, what's coming down the line, what's good, what's bad. Importantly, he also has sight of everything in his own party. So he sees the national picture within his own party and what their trajectory is, what the momentum of that party is. And he sees every single local internal poll about his party and every other party. So that affords him an advantage over the opposition, and it's when to play that hand. And that's the biggest, I suppose, call that any Taoiseach has to make.
Traditionally, budgets have been a factor in how and when elections are called. This week's Brexit budget is seen as benign by many, but Fergal Purcell has a different view.
It didn't look too much like a pre-election budget. It was entirely cognizant of the threat posed by Brexit. But it also did something which wasn't expressed in too much of the commentary since, which is that it helped Fine Gael regain its fiscal prudence reputation. And I think by invoking Brexit, it also had the dual benefit of, you know, creating a kind of a, an impression of being careful around the national finances.
David Farrell agrees.
If you're calculating, as Fine Gael must have been, that you want to try and re-establish your credentials as a prudent party, that you've shown that you've taken the responsible stand on climate change and in terms of protecting economic interests in this uncertain time, I think there's a lot to be said for, you know, going off on the back of that while it's still in people's minds.
Again, Fiona Sheehan.
So it's a big decision for the Taoiseach to make. It's still in his hands at the moment. But once you get into the new year, is there a possibility that the Independent Alliance could withdraw from government and bring the administration crashing down? Could Fianna Fáil turn around and say, well, look, confidence supply, we stood over it until now. We now believe it's time to call a general election. So the likelihood of Leo Varadkar actually making it to May are actually slim enough.
Fiona Sheehan, Ireland editor with Independent News and Media, ending that report by Cian McCormack. It's 8:52.